Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 35. Thank you guys so much for listening. Last podcast was on the spaghetti theory, basically, of throwing things against the wall. Hopefully something sticks. We need programming. We need the backbone of fitness. Now, a little less of a think about having to write lots of things down today is, since you started listening to podcasts, audibles, books, any of these things, starting your reading journey, listening to things, what has changed in you? That would be the question. So listening to the change in your life, what areas in the last month, that's going to be the question, has changed the boat most in a positive way? So what has positively come into your life and made an impact? Are these people, are these activities, are these a new job, maybe doing new things, taking more time for yourself, whatever this may be. So what has made you feel really good? That is the first thing. Always focus on the good stuff. So in that, have you also been, maybe the last month has been a little tougher. So what are the things that have been getting in the way of you enjoying things? Is it work related, or is it stresses, relationship things? Now, as you sit back and think about this, how are we going to eliminate the negatives as always and increase the positives? Surrounding yourself by positive, amazing people and activities and making time for yourself is one of the best ways. So reflecting on the last month is a very beneficial thing. A lot of the time people, we get trapped, we don't think about it, and then it hits us, and then we realize one day, how did we get here? We want to make sure that when we are active in the moment and enjoying that moment, not worrying about other things. So realizing it's one of the hardest things ever to do, but active in the moment. So when you're doing things maybe over the last month, whether any of that, don't worry or stress about it, but we need to reflect and understand that we need to be active in the moment. We have to enjoy, we have to think of all the good things in the world, and then remember that the positive stuff outweighs the negatives always, and that while we're in the moment, enjoy it and do not stress and worry about what you're going to do tomorrow and the next hour, any of that stuff, because that can definitely bring you down. So as we're doing this, think about all of the active in the moment. In the times that you've had negative interactions, is it maybe you aren't active, or maybe you're not all there? Now in the positive, are you active and you're enjoying those things? Because that is another thing, you have to enjoy all the positives, because when you do have a valley, you got to remember the peaks to bring you out of them. So understanding being active, a lot of people nowadays, our issues are we are not active, we're worried about what's next or in the past, and we're not active, we're not enjoying what we're currently in. Understanding that if you take advantage of the moment, this is all you can control in the future, but be active right now, you can change your future. And by saying this, we can change our lives, like we touched on last time about programming, nutrition, surrounding ourselves as always with positive people, eliminating or reducing our negatives. Those are the best ways to do these things. If you have troubles and you find that you're in a loop, this is a great way to assess. Sit back, think about it, be active, enjoy every minute that you are in rather than worrying about other things. During these moments when you have your amazing times and doing things, relax, enjoy, and do not stress or worry about things that are outside of that, whether that be at work. That has been one of the biggest things that I've had issues with in the past, is you are worried about work while you're not at work. I've come up with the idea of, if you're doing that, you might as well go back to work. So try to eliminate that as much as you can. It's going to be one of the hardest things, but disconnecting, pausing your phone, turning it off, putting it on silent, any of those things can make a huge impact on your life if you sit back, think about it, and then actually be active in this time and all of these moments of life. One of the best things that I have found over time too is when you're away, turn your phone off, as we touched on, eliminating your notifications from social media things, and try to eliminate it first thing in the morning and at night. Those are the things that really, the last thing before you go to bed, you're thinking of social media, first thing you do in the morning. Such a connection, you'll be in creating issues just that alone. So that's some of the things that being active in the moment, the challenge always is eliminating and trying to reduce the amount of outer impact that you can't control. Social media is one of those. We touched on that a few weeks ago, and it's one of the things that can really negatively bring you down. So in saying that, as always, we give a last little chunk here, some goals. Think about your positives, enjoying and living in the moment and taking advantage of it. So living in the moment and enjoying it, and being active. So being active in your moments of life and understanding that you can only control right now. So the goal is now think about the things in your life that, how often are you on social media? How do you feel after? How do you feel before bed if you're using it or in the morning? Now try to eliminate it. So rather than having you guys do lists, try to eliminate in the first 30 minutes and the 30 in the morning and before bed your social media and your connection to that, because there's no control of it. You have no control over what's coming in, and you have no control over the negatives that can come in through that. Instead, focus on all your good things in the moment, what you're going to do today in the first chunk, so first 30 minutes of your day. Be active in the moments of today and how you're going to make the best of it. And then at night, think of all the good things that happened that day and focus on what the next day is going to have and all the things you're looking forward to. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.